Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we are unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective, fresh and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leon Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And this show is where we're tackling the truth and comedy of midlife. So Susan and I are best friends, and we get together almost every Friday, almost, not all, unfortunately. And I think it started during the pandemic, and we would have usually a glass of wine, sometimes coffee, and we would talk about the joys and the challenges and the laughs and everything that had happened to us throughout the week. And so I don't know about you, but we kind of thought that when we hit our mid-50s, we would have everything figured out. But we don't. So we want to share this with you. All the challenges, and it's okay, we're all here together. So today's show, we're talking about the truth and comedy of the pandemic of dysmorphia. So grab a cup of coffee, a glass of iced tea, or whatever you're drinking, and join us. Okay, Susan, I want to ask right off the bat, when you first went on to Zoom the first time, what did you notice about yourself that you didn't realize before when you saw yourself on that little screen?
My neck.
Really?
Yeah. I have, in all honesty, I have that like Zoom filter thing that like, so it's supposed to like soften the edges because I hate this. This is the one thing in my body that my aging part that I hate is my neck right here, but my mom had it. It's like, so it's fine. It, yeah. But it was funny. Like just a couple of weeks ago, I was on a client call and I was like, literally she came on. I let her in. I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm like, do you see this? What is that? That was never there before. Yeah. Calm down. I don't see anything. I was like, okay, all right. Because on Zoom, it looked like this huge, puffy, saggy thing. Anyway, what did you notice?
I think, believe it or not, I grew up and everyone telling me that I had huge eyes.
You do?
Okay, but when I look at myself in Zoom, I'm thinking they're so tiny and beady. I think my glasses have a lot to do with it, but... yeah, that was one thing. I try not to look at myself. So I try to do like speaker view or yeah. So yeah. I don't have to look, yeah. But
why though? Now you've got me curious as to why.
I just don't like looking at myself because I see my cousin who's lovely. She's hopefully not listening. Hopefully she's not one of our fans, but I just see my cousin and I'm like, oh, I don't want to look like my cousin.
Well, so, cause I also want to get into the foray, just anti-aging in general, but yeah. So, I took a class. It was called Mindful YouTube University. And it was, I wanted to add videos to my Goddess Arriving blog to the platform. And I was looking, I took the class because I wanted to learn how to like make pretty edits and add the music and make a really cool looking video. And not what I expected at all. So the first time I saw myself on camera, I think I was actually using my iPad. I had anchored the news when I was in college. I was like on the student news network and anchored for 3 years. So I'd seen myself on TV before, but for whatever reason, when I saw myself do these videos, I said, that is my brother's mouth talking and moving. That is not, my mouth doesn't look like that when I talk. Like, I could look in the mirror and talk and I don't see my brother. But when I saw myself on video, I totally see my brother's mouth moving. So I hear you about the cousin thing, but it's weird. It's like I said, I could have a conversation in the mirror and not see it at all. I just see me. So there's something about video.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, this whole, why we're talking about this is, you know, this whole Zoom thing that's happened, like you and I have been Zooming since when?
2017.
Yeah. And so we kind of had it. And then the pandemic happened and the whole world joined. And, but my husband actually didn't do a whole lot of Zooming. So if he was home, he would talk on the phone with a, you know, a headset, and that's it. He'd walk around the house talking on the phone. And occasionally he would have live video chats with people. But when the pandemic hit, he was required to do what we've been doing. And he never cared about what his, well, I shouldn't say that. He did. I mean, he cared about what he looked like. But he was finding that he would get into his office, get into his chair, get, you know, like hooked up. And then he's, you know, he'd come on to Zoom and he's like, oh, what happened to my hair? You know, like all of a sudden he became, and if anyone, you know, like for those who know my husband, he's not really like that really fashion forward. Let me, you know, get the best, you know, the current hairstyle. He just kind of goes with what he goes with. He's been having the same thing since, I don't know, 1987.
He has hair.
He has hair. But it is. He doesn't like to go to the self-check-ins at the grocery store because they have a camera that faces down.
Oh,
and you can, yeah. And it shows his bald spot. So he's like, ooh.
I just noticed that for the first time. This segue or side note, like we always, we go on all sorts of tangents here.
Oh, all of them.
So hopefully you're patient with that. I noticed that Phil and I were in the grocery store and it was just the opposite because I noticed that there was a camera on him and it only got him from like here down because he's really tall. So I was like, if you actually stole something, they'd have to like identify you by your lips. So
oh, that's so funny.
Anyway,
so I mean, and now so through the Zoom, like through, I mean, the pandemic, even my parents have been Zooming. My dad doesn't really care. I mean, he's just like, whatever. But my mom is a little, you know, my mom is in her 70s, up there, up high 70s. Yeah. And
a very nice temperature, by the way.
The upper 70s. I know we're having a heat wave right now. But even she is, you know, she likes to have, you know, the filters and, you know, tilt the camera just right, or she won't go on camera at all.
Wow, Mark.
So it's, yeah. So we've got all these, you know, senior citizens going out there and getting filters and prepping themselves to be on Zoom to talk to the grandkids and their friends.
Yeah. So that just in and of itself is just so bizarre to me. Like how did we get here? So what drew us to this topic was, I came across an article in The Skim. If you don't know what The Skim is, it's a great little like, it's really funny news. What do you call it? Like they highlight all sorts of different articles, like what's happening, and they link to other articles.
Yeah, like current. It's like the current affairs of
right, or like Politico or any of those. Yeah. And it's very tongue in cheek, and they use a lot of puns, and it's really funny.
Yeah,
and so they talked about the anti-aging movement, and so I was curious because I knew that. Allure magazine, what year was it? 2019. They said they were going to do away with the term anti-aging, which I was like, yeah, because it makes it sound like it's a disease or it's a battle, right? Like it's something you have to fight against. So, so when I went down the anti-aging rabbit hole on the Skim article,
yeah.
And it was talking about how many, because of Zoom and everybody seeing themselves on camera more than ever before, that people are running to plastic surgeons and estheticians for treatments that they never had even thought of. And it's men and it's women. And
yes,
even weirdly, it's like kids from like 16 to 25.
Well, I have this whole thing where, I mean, I think Instagram and Snapchat and all these other things have really pulled like the younger generations into this whole, you know, the perfect pose. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have a wonderful, adoring relative. I'm gonna stop talking about my cousins. She will not go on. She will not go on social media unless she has a filter. And it's not just, you know, like the soften it up filter. I mean, this is a full blown filter. She's gorgeous. If I look like her. If I looked like her at her age, but there's this like fear of being real or being authentic and being
seen.
And I say that and I have on makeup and I did my hair. I don't have a filter because I forgot to do that before we limed on. But, you know,
I don't even know how to get to those filters, to be honest with you. I'm so Instagram.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I know. Challenged. But yeah, I mean, it really has become, it used to be about body image. I feel, that's really hasn't gone away, but I feel like now, because all you see is a snapshot of our faces. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, we talk about this all the time, you know, people want to be seen and heard, right?
Well, that's,
but they don't really want to be seen authentically, like you just said.
Exactly. Yes. That's, are we being true to ourselves? And I think there's that fear.
Yeah. We're going to take a break here. Yeah. That's a really good place to pause on. Are we being true to ourselves? Let's talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. We'll be back in a little bit.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Back, you're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with my co-host and my best bud, Leon Dyer. And today we are talking about dysmorphia, facial dysmorphia, aging, anti-aging, because Zoom has really kind of pushed this to the forefront of people looking at themselves on the camera all the time and noticing things that they didn't necessarily. Well, I think it's different. I think it's like if you check yourself out in the mirror before you go and leave for work and you didn't really see yourself again until you brushed your teeth at night.
Right.
And now you're looking at yourself all the time.
Yeah.
And so before the break, we were talking about Instagram and Instagram filters and you know, all of those they're fun if you know how to use them, I guess. I don't have any clue. But I came across an article that was talking about what they call Instagram face. And it's like creating the perfect face for your selfie. So first of all, I am still my kids won't let me take pictures of them, let alone a selfie of myself. Like with the phone, they're like, Mom, you can't, you just don't get this. So, anyway, this app, there's an app called Facetune. I'm sure all the youngins have heard of it. And it's an app where you can go in, it's like Photoshop, but for a selfie.
Yeah.
So you can brighten your teeth, you can take out a blemish, you can put highlights in your hair, you can, you know, twinkles in your eyes. I don't know. I didn't download it. But so this just blows my mind because when we closed the last segment, we were saying, are we being true to ourselves?
Right.
Are we being authentic? And everybody talks about how they want to be authentic and how they, mm-hmm. you know, they, like we said, we want to be seen and we want to be heard and we want to be appreciated for our true selves. But then the same people perhaps are downloading this Facetune app 60 million times to tweak it.
Yeah.
I get it kind of for business. You know, I understand that people want to look their best and they want good photos but just like, come on, like, you know who I love? I know I'm going off on another rant.
No, go.
Jen Pasloff. So she wrote a book called On Being Human. And she gets her eyelashes done and she's a yoga instructor and she's like, she is so raw and she has one of her hashtags is shameless because it's like, sometimes she's like all done up and fancy. And then like, she'll take a whole bunch of shots where it's like, I'm really enjoying this bare face. And I'm like, you go, Jen, you give us your beautiful, authentic, beautiful skin self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done now.
Oh no. I have to tell you I love British shows, like British comedies and the British shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason I really like watching shows, that are filmed or truly from Britain, not about people in Britain, mm-hmm. is because there's just this, they're a little more realistic
mm-hmm.
okay. than what I think people from Hollywood or, you know, from that tend to be. And they're more relatable. Like they're not perfect. Like they don't like people, even like when you have like sitcoms that are filmed, you know, like here in America,
mm-hmm.
even the neighbor who's supposed to not be like that, like the perfect body, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
still looks a whole lot better than what like most people look. And so that's why I love the British comedies because it's not, and I'm so sorry. I am really going to get a lot of hate mail now. I've dissed a cousin, another relative, and now I'm telling you, but I feel like, just stay with me here because I applaud, because I really feel that the British TV shows and the British media is really honing in on the true human. Mm. Does that make sense?
Are you
and I love it.
Where does one come across British comedies? Do you have to go to Maine? Do you get a special channel that I don't get? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Can I even say this? Well, I don't know if I can even say, but it's on a streaming app. All right. And it's called BritBox.
Okay.
And love it. Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking about, you know, I was talking about how there's this new group of up and coming kids, mostly millennials, and they're called skinvestors.
Yeah.
And they are investing a lot of money and a lot of time into taking care of their appearance and their skin. Nothing wrong with taking care of your skin. I totally believe in, you know, good skincare and sunscreen and all of that. But my question for these kids would be, you know, is it because you want to take good care of your skin because to keep it healthy, just like we like to keep our bodies healthy? Or is it because you're so afraid of growing old? We can't stop it. We can't stop aging, which is why that whole Allure thing made me so happy. Mm-hmm. You were talking about, you know, like Hollywood, how it's so, you know, airbrushed and over the top. There's a picture of Helen Mirren. I've talked about her a few times. I think she's in her 80s now. And she was raw. She took a before picture. It was a red carpet event. And she took a picture of her with no makeup, her hair not done, in a bathrobe. And she was like, I want you to see what Helen Mirren looks like, what age looks like, because I've got a team of people getting me to look like that.
Yeah.
Please don't think that this is natural.
There was a show, and I wish I was good with names. She is an actress who's right now playing a sitcom, but it's a streaming sitcom, not a sitcom, a show. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in maybe Maryland or someplace, but she plays an investigator, and she did a love scene. And they told her, don't worry, we'll tuck everything, you know, we'll make everything look good. And she said, no, it's okay to show my tire. Please show it. Do not feather and take away parts of me.
Yeah. Well, because like I said, we can't fight it. In our research, in my research, because this actually came up in the first article I read, and I said this, we have to put this in the show because this is too funny. So they were saying, like, you know, anti-aging has been around for as long as people have been, you know, growing old, and they talked about Cleopatra. And Cleopatra apparently took, rumor has it, it's a really old rumor, but rumor has it that she would take baths in sour donkey milk. It required 700 donkeys for one bath. That doesn't seem quite accurate to me, but I don't know how much milk a female donkey can produce and how big her bath was. Imagine it's Cleopatra. It's probably a very large bath. But so you're like, why sour donkey milk, right? Like, but the lactic acid in the milk turns to whatever, like not retinol, but whatever, like it's the lactic acid that sours and becomes a peel for rejuvenating skin cells. So yeah.
Let's back up.
Like
here
to take
for
a bath
second.
In donkey milk? Would that
who okay, let's think about this. Who was the person who said, like, realized that sour donkey milk was going to help you? Like to help your skin?
Yeah. That's kind of like, who was the first person who decided an artichoke could be eaten? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, if you're going there, think about the lobster.
Oh yeah.
Now, everyone knows, can you imagine the first person? It's, you know, a hard-shelled cockroach. But
The now you have made the lobster industry mad, and you live in Maine.
I'm from Maine. I'm a Maine girl. So, I mean, the whole beauty thing, I mean, wanting to be your best, I think, is a nice way of saying, you know, it's not new. It's not because of Zoom. It's always, I mean, I remember I can't remember the name. Oh my gosh. But my mom used to use it every day. Every night she would lather it on, and like everyone had it. It wasn't just my mom. Like my mom's.
Like a cleansing, like Pond's or something.
Pond's. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I can still smell that stuff in my head.
Yes. And my mom had the yellow container, and my best friend's mom had the green container. You know,
remember Noxzema?
I did Noxzema for a while, and then I realized that it was like the ring
left. The juicy what? Part. I said, oh, you said it, and then I realized. I said, those are the juicy parts. What did you... And then I realized
it left a ring around my sink, and I was like, what is it doing to my face? Yeah, so I stopped, yeah. But so it's, I mean, I think we've always had this desire to look our best and be our best. But what has twisted it or gone to the next level is because we, in the last how many months, we've all been on Zoom. Everyone. My parents are on Zoom. My husband is on Zoom. And we now, it's become this now whole, like, what do we look like? And how can we change it?
Okay, so we're coming up on another break. But how can we change it? Or should we change it? Or... how do we embrace it? Because I mean, you know, when we started this show, it's all about not just the truth and comedy of midlife, but you know, aging gracefully and kind of rewriting the rules of what that looks like to age gracefully in the 21st century.
Yeah, and to be true to yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah. So when we come back, we're gonna talk some more about that. Do we need to run to the plastic surgeon? Like where does this stop? how do we either stop this or embrace this? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce, and I'm here with my partner in crime, Leon Dyer. And today we're talking about the pandemic of dysmorphia, which is we're discussing how aging is affecting seeing ourselves on Zoom, seeing ourselves on camera more than ever before is affecting our self-image. There was an article again. So this, I went down the rabbit hole with that skim article on the anti-aging movement. And there was an article by the Facial Plastic Surgery and Aesthetic Medicine. That's all big fancy words. but one of the things they said in this article, it's that I found interesting. So I'm going to quote it. It says they being people on Zoom, they may perceive themselves as sad because of the wrinkles they see, which further negatively affects their emotions, leading to a dangerous cycle of self-deprecation. This becomes a major concern when an individual becomes excessively preoccupied with real or imagined defects. So I can say, okay, I know I got a saggy neck. I know this is part of me getting older and I'm just have to embrace it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe put some duct tape back here if I want to.
Right. Yeah.
I've got long hair. I can hide that. No, but I either have to embrace it as this is part of how I'm going to look as I age, which I have. I mean, I still don't like it, but it's just who I am. But what if I had an imagined defect? Like, what if I thought I had, my eyes were too close together or my nose was enormous? Like,
and you wanted to get plastic surgery or you wanted to
correct
alter your looks because of, yeah.
And I know there are lots of, I'm not saying any plastic surgeon is a shyster. I mean, I'm sure there's good ones and bad ones, but, you know, I think that's it's
now we've lost all the plastic surgeons. We heard.
But I think like that's part there, like therapy kind of needs to be part of any sort of like drastic plastic surgery undertaking that you're going to have, because mm-hmm. what if it's not real? What if it's it's just so subtle and you're thinking it's huge? I mean, that's like, you know, in full disclosure, when I was in my teens and early 20s, I was anorexic. And so I would look in a mirror and I saw fat, and I was not fat, but I saw fat was not there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a little concerned about this younger generation, pursuing these procedures, that before they're actually even there, before they really are there. And this is going to take us into the next thing. But why do we have to erase them?
I don't think we do. I mean, I say that, and I've never had plastic surgery, but I mean, I certainly do things to myself that enhance the way I look. I mean, I color my hair. That's, I think, it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, I just, when I read these things, I feel like they must look at me and say like, oh God, you know, she doesn't take care of herself, or she's, you know, I don't want to be old, or I don't, but it's inevitable. Like, I don't, you can't fight against this.
Well, I think I do think that the younger, that our children and the and my nieces, and they do, they are very concerned about their looks. And I think we were concerned about our looks. I mean, for the most part, except we're now on camera all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, classes were on camera. I mean, work were on camera. We just talked about going to the grocery store and checking out. We're on camera and we see it.
Doorbells have cameras.
Doorbells have cameras. It's just, we are now, we are, I mean, oh my heavens. We have friends that are at a national park right now. They're at Yellowstone, and there are webcams throughout Yellowstone. And we know this, and they know, we told them about it actually. So they made this big deal about telling us that they're going to go and they're going to tell us, like, they're going to text us so that their family members can see them at Yellowstone on the webcam. I mean, we are on camera all the time.
Okay, now you're making this feel like Big Brother.
I mean, what was that? Fahrenheit?
That was about the books. It was
1984.
Yeah. So did you read the book in 1984? Or did you read it? Did you have to read it?
I read it before 1984.
Did you have to read it in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I didn't have to read that one in high school, and so I waited until 1984.
No, I read it prior.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we've always had, like, I remember being young and reading Cosmopolitan and all of the different magazines, thinking, oh, this is what I have to do. I have to buy this product because this is what I want to look like. I think it's always been there. I mean, Cleopatra.
That's how they sell stuff. I mean, we're in a capitalist society. They have to make us feel like we don't measure up, so we will buy the stuff.
Exactly. So now, I mean, marketing, we've talked about this like several shows ago. They have a whole new segment of people. And those are the people, the older generation, who are now doing Zoom or doing FaceTime or whatever the meet. What is that thing, the meet?
Meetups.
Meetups. Yeah. I mean, they're on camera and they see themselves.
So when I, back, like I was saying, when I took that YouTube class, mm-hmm. I didn't invest in any fancy lighting because, you know, she was like, the instructor was saying, you don't have to invest in all the fancy lighting. And so I finally did, when I started making a lot of videos on the regular, I invested in one of those ring lights, which at the time there was only like a few on the market. It's big. It's a big ring light that the phone can sit in. And that was an investment for me. And now you can get ring lights of all sorts, sizes and shapes. They clip to your computer. They've got tiny ones. Big ones. I got this guy. I don't know. Got a little one over here. Yeah. Like they're, and it's all to make us look better on camera.
Yeah.
Lighting is everything.
Lighting is, yeah. And, but I mean, even so, I think the younger generation has always been there. And I think, I mean, that's another whole subject and show and topic, you know, is this obsession with looking good. But it's also now like our generation and beyond, mm-hmm. that's afraid to be seen.
Yeah.
So are we hitting? I mean, why? I mean, and that's the, I think when we first started talking about this, like there were some, like you and I, you have seen me with no makeup, my hair not done, usually pulled back with a clip, and you know, it is what it is.
We should have come to this one barefaced.
Oh.
We should have said we're gonna do this show no makeup, be our true authentic selves. No.
Well, okay, we're halfway through the show. Sure, Susan, I would have done that. You should have told me.
I didn't even cross my mind. But yeah, like I think the thing that aggravates me the most is that I keep feeling, whether it is about menopause and menopausal products or, you know, shoving those products in my face, the whole idea that we don't measure up just as we are, that something has to be altered, something has to be filtered, something has to be covered up, airbrushed. And then that just turns into comparisonitis, and people look at other people on the interwebs, on the grams, and they're like, everybody looks so good and I don't. And it's all a lie.
Exactly. Exactly. So this whole, I mean, how do we embrace being okay with who we are? How do we embrace being totally authentic with how we look and how we feel about ourselves?
Well, we're coming up on another break in a few minutes, but I think I have an answer.
Well, good.
And, or at least a different perspective. Mm-hmm. As I was again doing research and digging into this topic, I came across an article that Jane Fonda wrote, and it's pretty eye-opening. And it also has our sticky note for today embedded in it somewhere. So you'll have to listen, and then you have to see and figure it out. But, yeah, you know,
stay tuned to see who we can diss in the next segment.
Yeah, we're going to get somebody else. But, I mean, she's gorgeous.
Oh, please. Yeah. That's...
You know, and just like Helen Mirren, no makeup. Jane Fonda, no makeup. Judi Dench, no makeup. Like they're gorgeous, and they have to usher us in to the next segment of our lives. And with that wonderful segue, ending this segment and going to a break, we're going to talk about that Jane Fonda article when we come back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is, and that's when I realized, I'm Susan Dolce, and I'm here with my bud, Leon Dyer. We are here every second and fourth Thursday at 4 Eastern. We're on the East Coast. That's why we're giving you Eastern time. I'm not on the East Coast, but I am on Eastern time. I'm as far west in Eastern time, in the Eastern time zone, as you can get, I do believe, unless you go into Lake Michigan. Anyway, so before the break, I mentioned an article that Jane Fonda, that I found that Jane Fonda wrote, because we were talking about how do we get past this idea of, or embrace the idea of having to look a certain way on camera, a certain way in social media. You know, why are we so afraid of aging and embracing that stage of our lives? And so I cannot cite where this was, the website this was on. I did not jot that down, so I apologize for that. But here, it's a little bit of a quote, but it's beautiful. So she says, often the fear of being discarded for younger models in our jobs and in our relationships with the men pressures us into denying our age, not only to others, but to ourselves as well. But when we take up the exhausting burden of denying our age, we are also denying who we are. To the extent we succeed in passing as younger, we abandon where we've been. We rob ourselves of genuine pride in the years we've really lived, and we separate ourselves from the women who may show signs of aging more quickly at a time when closeness with other women can give us strength, solace, and validation. Our lives end up consisting of three phases: being young, pretending to be young, and old age. The whole rich middle part is lost. As an actress, I can tell you act three can be pretty shaky when act two is missing. Now, if that doesn't say everything about why we have to, you know, it behooves us to embrace who we are at this time, because it does. It erases where we've been. Like, you know, like we have laugh lines. We have wrinkles because we smile. Mm-hmm. I have 11s because I got mad at my kids. Like, you know, nice. Our faces tell a story with our wrinkles. And by pretending that they shouldn't be there, or to try to erase them, just takes away all of the joy and the sorrow and the pain that put them there. It's the story of our life on our face.
That dead air. No, there was this woman when we visited Arizona. There was this woman that I purchased some jewelry from, and she had just that very tanned, very wrinkled face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but she was so amazingly beautiful, because you knew the story. You didn't know the story. I mean, she didn't tell her story, and I don't really know her story at all, but you could imagine the rich story this woman lived. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I could be so far off what I think, but just wow. I mean, this face. And I remember, I wanted to touch it to see, is it really real? Because it just was that perfect, worn, face that had like 1,000 stories in it.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, right. Why would you erase that? Why would you hide that?
And the other thing about this quote that really caught my attention is that we're supposed to be supporting each other. Where's the sisterhood, right? Where's the, you're gorgeous, you don't need to do this. You know, where is that? Where, I know that there's a certain amount of I'm just going to say liberation, because instead of using any profanity, that comes with with being a certain age, a woman of a certain age, where you just like stop caring what other people think. Like, you know, so I started growing out my, I stopped coloring my hair. I am very blessed in that I do not have a lot of gray, but I've got sparkles. And I just read, I just watched a documentary the other day. It's called Gray is the New Blonde. And it was all of these stories of women embracing their gray and how, and the support, you know, how some people were really supportive. Usually people in the beauty industry were not, like, you know, they got a lot of pushback from their hairdressers, or they were accosted on the street saying, I can make you look 10 years longer by dyeing your hair. And it's like women, I think you get to this a certain point and you're like, this is just who I am. And I don't have the energy mm-hmm. or the time or the care to invest this much effort into trying to be something that I'm not.
I remember when my mom went from not dyeing her hair, like she just decided, I'm done dyeing my hair, you know, to hide the gray. Mm-hmm. And her, she had a, her hairdresser at the time, I mean, did a beautiful job at helping her, move through that stage. So it wasn't, you know, because without the dye, she was very gray. I mean, it was that, like that very salt and pepper look. Mm-hmm. My mom's hair is gray. And at first I was devastated. I mean, I was much younger than because you know, that wasn't my mom. I mean, yeah. Who's this old woman now? But it fit her. Like, it fit who she was. Mm-hmm. My mom was a Nana. I mean, and you know, I don't know why we're afraid to be who we are, to live our story.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get it in, you know, in Hollywood. I mean, you know, there is a lot of discrimination, I believe it's getting better as far as like ageism for female actresses. But I think we're trying to live up to some ideal that is not attainable. I mean, that's why Leon came up with the title for the show, Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, you know, who's the fairest of them all. And you know, it's just like the wicked queen is in your head telling you that you don't measure up. But I think it's about embracing the story, you know, embracing where we've been. So as we're coming to the close of the show, Leon, we always close with a sticky note, because
right.
We sticky notes, and we say life didn't come with an instruction book. But we are hoping to at least give you a little advice, little pieces of advice, little instruction manuals, like one little sticky note at a time. So Leon, what's today's sticky note that was embedded
Today's sticky note is, to the extent we succeed in passing as younger, we abandoned where we've been. Jane Fonda.
That's powerful.
Yeah. I mean, so I think if we could like leave, you know, like any nugget of wisdom in this show is really, I mean, take a close, like embrace your story, be authentic, and it's okay.
And it's liberating. Ugh. It's freeing when you stop worrying about all that stuff.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And maybe just don't, you know, when you're on Zoom, just go off camera if you can.
or just put it on speaker view, because you don't have to see yourself. Yeah, you know?
We don't need to look at ourselves that much. Leon, where can people find you?
Okay, they can go to my website, leondyer.com, LeoneDyer.
And you coach women?
Okay, oh, I'm sorry. And I cook a good lasagna. No. Yes, I work with women to help them embrace their worth, And so they can be their true self.
Yeah. Everything we've been talking about today.
Exactly. Yeah. And you still have your freebie, yes?
I have a couple of freebies. There's one for empty nester moms. If you want to like get a inventory of maybe, you know, things to explore now that maybe you've got some more free time. And there's also a Journey to Self-Love workbook over there. That one's not free, but it's not expensive. It's only $5. And it's just a workbook to help you kind of take inventory again of your life. You don't have to be an empty nester to see what's working and what's not working. Mm-hmm. And maybe get a fresh perspective on life. So thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, age is just the number of years the world has been enjoying you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy. The change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.